We might not need a
Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Podcast 460. We're going to call the meeting of the Merry Castaways to order right here. So we'll introduce everybody and say good morning. We are hoping that this is a kinder, gentler version of our normal Sunday morning podcast, but who knows? It could go, well, who knows what might happen. So we have with us today, Jim.
What's his name?
And our grandson, Maverick, is joining us today. We are making a bid for him to become the two-legged mascot for GMG. We'll see if he gets any votes. Let's see. Scotty Mack is with us. Good morning, Scotty. And we have Nicole Schraft.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
I'm here with 2020 losing Mega Millions lottery tickets.
Oh, seriously?
All 20 losers. I just checked.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Paul, our Anisquam connection, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning from the northwest corner.
Good morning. Yep. And our special guest, Donna Artizzoni, is returning to the podcast this morning.
So good morning, too.
We are very happy.
Good morning.
I didn't forget anybody, did I?
Nope.
Okay, that's great. Good. So we're going to start things right off, and we're going to call this meeting of the Merry Castaways to order. I think we have a quorum, so any business we attend to today will be binding, just in case anybody who might be listening
Are we into bindage here? Is this what?
We're losing your sound again a little bit there, Paul.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody who is on board. Some people who are sharing it. We unfortunately do not have a prize today. However, what I would ask is that you please share it, share the podcast, and suggest in the comments where Joey's going to take me to lunch when we're done with this, because we're going to be a big hit today.
Yeah, it sounds like Joey says that if people rate this podcast, how well Pat's doing and everything, and she gets an 8 or above, Joey's taking her out to lunch.
Ooh.
So we got to get out there and make sure you get your votes in, everybody, because Joey's lunch could be a McDonald's McRib.
Yeah.
So we've
got to
do better.
No ratings till after the 40-minute mark. So now we have a new rule. We're going to have to wait on the ratings. However, the lunch suggestions would be welcome. So with us so far this morning, I see Robert and Annette Spanks. I think they're in Florida, if I remember correctly. Brianne, our neighbor. Good morning, Brianne. Susan Casey Lipsett is with us. Hi. Voting for Maverick. Nicole Sweet, good morning. Jen Holgram, hello. Yes, he is a very sweet baby. We are very tickled. Michael Bertolino, Rob Cluett, Rosemary Horn, welcome. Oh, the mile marker, great suggestion. Yeah. I love that. They're on our list today. Lunch in Paris, I'm also enjoying that. Nicole Sweet, good morning. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. I think I've got everybody. Trisha Clinch, who's making some soaps. Thank you, Trisha. Those soaps were awesome. We gifted them, and we've gotten great. hang on 1 second. Okay, so trying to keep up with comments and beginning to see how busy this keeps Joey. So let's start out in our list of things that are going on today. Does anybody have anything they want to share?
Hey, Pat, while you try to figure out where Paul went,
yeah,
I want to hear Maverick's answer to his death row sub.
Oh, well, actually, I thought I might talk to my Amy, Maverick's mother, our daughter Amy, about what her favorite memories of Gloucester were, maybe the restaurant, so we can, the Destro sub, that's great. Mm-hmm. Amy, what do you remember about visiting Gloucester?
I remember climbing the rocks. That was always my favorite thing to do because I love checking out the tide pools and everything. It actually inspired me to go to school to be a marine biologist.
That's awesome.
And I also loved going to Bearskin Neck and going into all of the shops and everything. Mm-hmm. Those are some of my favorite memories, the candy shop and getting candy Legos. That was always my
favorite. So taking Maverick down thing. To the rocks when he's a little bit older, that'll be fun.
Absolutely.
That'll be fun. Yes, you can rate the podcast 1 through 10 and in the second half of the podcast. Thank you, Susan, for asking. We didn't make that clear. I think 10 is the better end of the scale and 1 is the lower end of the scale. So thank you for asking that. And I want to say good morning to Lois. Lois Ann Whitmarsh Hamilton, which leads me into the shout out that I want to share regarding the city archives. I made a trip down to the city archives today, this week, and visited with, which is open, by the way, although limited services and limited capability to be in the room, but the staff can still help you. They are open in the mornings during the week. And I went down there for some information. I was looking for some house history on the house that my dad grew up in. And they were able to assist me. You probably will be seeing a post about this, so I'm not going to get into it too much. But I would just want to give Sarah Dunlap and the City Archives a shout out. And Lois is one of the helpers down there, and she's a loyal podcast listener. So thank you, Lois, for being a podcast listener. Anybody have anything, any good meals this week?
I did.
What's it? I know, Scotty, do you want to address the Mile Marker Igloo?
The Mile Marker Igloo is amazing. For anybody that happened to catch that cast, they had, I think, about 6 different...
Hey, Jeff, calling.
Guys, I'm hearing some feedback.
Yeah, there's some feedback. There's somebody who's got a speaker on.
Yeah, that was my phone. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was my business line, though.
So they had about 6 different igloos there that helped 6 people. It was very comfortable, very warm, no wind. It was fun, though, because each of the igloos had a different colored door, and inside the chairs matched the color of the door. So that was fun for families, I thought, or friends, you know.
Yeah, it was very comfortable. I was a little surprised by that myself. They have, what did he say, 6 currently open and soon to be 7?
I think there's 2 more coming,
8
being constructed right now, so they'll be able to accommodate more people. I want to thank Patrick again over there, the general manager, for giving us that personalized tour, and the wait staff that took great care of us. You're sure to experience the same type of, you know, setting and service that we got, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was an awesome experience. Shout out to Patrick. It was a great evening. And we'd recommend definitely making a call for reservations if you're interested, especially if you're interested in the igloos, because they are filling up fast. But the indoor dining is also available. And that's very, very nice inside as well. So
I want to add that I did try the hot chocolate that had the.
Oh, you. Yeah.
It was delicious. Yeah. It was
that
a double hot chocolate with 4 pepper infused tequila.
Ooh. Yeah. That sounded really good.
You would never think to put those two ingredients together. Well, three ingredients with the peppers, the tequila, and the chocolate, but it blended well. It's very delicious. I recommend it.
Nicole, you would have been very, very proud of my meatball salad. That size of that ball was amazing. You would have been very happy.
All right. Hey, is that at the mile marker, Jim? Is that what you're talking about? I had a question about the wait staff there. I haven't seen the igloos in action, but I was thinking about the employees who work there. What do they just bundle up like crazy and go from inside to outside? They don't have the luxury of sitting in the igloo. So what are they doing? Just
Hannah, was that her name? Our waitress?
I know, ask Scotty. He was working. He was talking to her.
She was a sweetheart. I don't remember the name offhand, but she was a very good waitress.
She was very, very good. They're wearing like vests and coats. But that night it was windy and a little chilly, but you know, you're a little bit protected inside on that deck anyway. But yes, they were the girl that greeted us at the desk and then took us to the igloo. She was all bundled up.
Nice.
So yeah. It's an interesting experience.
Now I think they have the pictures on the Facebook page, if I'm not mistaken, for Mile Marker One Facebook page. You can see some of the pictures and video clips of the igloos.
Yep.
Yes,
and I put breakfast there last Sunday too. Not inside the igloos. We opted to eat inside, but had a great the Brussels sprout and sweet potato hash. Mm. Phenomenal. So pretty back there. I know we talk about it a lot on the backside of the pool. Joey mentioned it earlier this week too, but if you haven't been back there to see all of their renovations and whatnot, it's really nice. It's really bright, happy space back there. So
I recommend the braised pork taco and off the menu. And we had that last week for lunch over there. Highly recommend that as well.
Great. We're so blessed with so many wonderful places, to go to, Paul wanted to have a shout out to Lion Wall. I want to hear about this, Paul.
Yeah. So my wife drives about once every 10 years, 10 or 12 years, buys a new Volvo station wagon and drives it until it dies. So her latest Volvo only had 100,000 miles on it, and it died. A piston cracked and melted, and there went the engine. The dealer, who shall remain nameless, was not very helpful. So I pinged Nicole, who pinged a friend at Lion Wah, and two pings later, I get a call from an amazing young salesman named Ryan Delaney. Long story short, within a day, we're in a new car from Lion Wah at the BMW of Peabody, and my wife is happily driving the first non-Volvo she's ever had, a little BMW X1, which is a really neat little car. But I really want to give a shout out. I drive a Mini from their dealer next door, and you know, corporate culture starts at the top, whatever Warren does to keep the corporate culture of that company going the way it is, it's really amazing. So huge shout out to Nicole for making the connection, and Sedalia Schwartz and Ryan Delaney, and above all to Warren. Thank you.
Hey, Paul, I got to say that I'm also a Lion Wah member of an Acura from the Acura dealership, and I've had that now since it was a 2018.
Yeah.
I'm leasing. My lease is up in August, and I will be returning to either Acura or BMW this time around. So.
Yeah. We were spoiled. There was a Volvo dealer in Dedham called Dalzell Volvo, which was a family dealership. And quickly, we walked in 1969, met a salesman, John O'Brien, who was his first day on the job. We bought a Volvo from him. The car that just died was the last car he sold before he retired. Betsy, my wife, would bake cookies for the service department guys every year, you know, sort of thing. And
that's awesome.
And that's the sort of relationship you get up with any of the Lion Wah people. They're in the people business.
Yeah, it's great to hear good stories about the local businesses. I'm going to turn it over to Donna for a minute because she's got some local businesses and shout outs to do. I think this is the first podcast we've had with anybody on their cycle bike.
Yes.
At the same time.
I was going to mention that. Kudos to you, Donna. Oh, we can't hear. Oh no, she's gonna turn the volume on.
Did we lose Donna?
We lost the sound on Donna. She's gonna turn the volume on.
Okay, oh, Paul's gonna adjust his sound, I hope, a little bit.
Oh, does it need to go up again?
Now?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I don't know what's going on there. But I wanted to thank everyone who shopped local this Christmas season. I mean, it was the local stores did well. And when they do well, we all do well. At Brown, Pauline's, KP and Olive Oil, Brass Monkey. I think that and all the other Dogtown books, whatever, they were very appreciative of how much GMG pushed shopping local. And I did well because they did well. So, you know, it's a big circle. And maybe one thing we've learned in this pandemic is we just need our small economy. We don't need, you know, all this stuff. We're good. We're good.
Yeah. And our local businesses made it easy to do business with them.
And they wrap your presents. You know, there you go. They wrap your gifts for you and they know your name. So I was very happy.
Here's one of our local buys, one of Donna's towels that we gifted to our daughter. This is, I love this one.
Yeah, that's the Archway on Shore Road.
Yeah, these are such nice quality. I'm sorry, a blanket, not a towel.
Yeah, I think
it's a blanket. It's such nice quality. Good choice on that.
Oh, thank you.
And you're getting some renovations done at the house, and you have some local
everything local as well in the kitchen. Graham Banks, Doyen's has been outstanding. Trying to get in top of it all, we needed a washer dryer. They were outstanding. A stove, FW Webb, a Glover flooring. You know, just trying to keep it local, and they have been so helpful and so easy.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
It is, and keep it here. You know,
keep it here, exactly.
Because you know them. You know, and they know I post for Good Morning Gloucester, so they're like, oh, are you going to put anything up on us? And I did, for Julian's. They were just, I can't say more about them that.
Yeah, we had a similar experience at Sugar Mag's this week. Just before they closed, we went for lunch, and our waitress said to us, aren't you guys from GMG? And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing a post. And they were very, you know, very appreciative. And the lunch was delicious.
Yeah.
So it's win-win.
It is a win-win. And, you know, it's like the circle of life. You know, we support them, support us. We're small business owners. They're small business owners, and through this whole nightmare, it's been kind of nice to feel a little more safe in a smaller store that you know the people, and it's been fun. I just want to thank anybody who shopped local this year to help us all out, as I'm running out of breath here.
You're doing great.
It's like having Adventure Man back with us.
Yes, congratulations to Adventure Man. I'm sure he's listening on the new baby as well.
Yeah, a little Chiquita.
Storm, little girl Storm.
Storm.
Oh, so Bambina.
Oh, that was interesting that they had the birth at home.
Yep.
And it was interesting little thing that he put together there. It was wild.
Yeah. Having a water birth, right? Wasn't it a water
birth? Yeah. God bless Anna. Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm good. I mean, I think it's great to do that. You know, as long as you have the correct people there, you're fine.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I don't think I could have done it, but I can understand how people can and would.
And like I said, as long as you have medical personnel in close proximity to a hospital, in case you
know. Right, right.
Well, Well, and I think another, you know, sign of the times that we're living in, I don't know if that was necessarily their plan. I think that the plan to have a home birth came because Jamie wanted to be there. And
that's true. During
the pandemic, he wasn't going to be allowed to be in the hospital. So people are, you know, like everything that we do every day right now, people alter their plans to do what they can during this horrible pandemic. And that's... you know, talk about we alter where we can eat and shop and you know how many friends we can go out with, and then we have people who have to alter those plans. What are you pointing at, Scotty?
Trying to point at the beautiful baby.
Pat, I'm okay now.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Hey, Donna, I have a question for you. How far are you traveling today on that thing?
Who, me?
Yeah, how far are you?
I'm into 32 minutes, 5 miles, pulse is at 130, so I'm good. How many calories have I burned? 108.
I think you just sparked an idea for an online Zoom fundraiser somehow where you get on your bike and we
keep slow down bike. There, Scotty.
For charity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I bought one. Because my gym is closed and I have to keep in shape and, you know, it's been good.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
I have to move it around the office, so.
It sounds like you're getting yourself in shape so you can go to burger night at the hotel tomorrow. $12 with a beer, burger and brews at the Beaufort Hotel tomorrow night.
They have the best burgers in there.
They are very good.
They are very good. To just sit there on the deck. Oh, I love that. But tomorrow, I'm having a crown put in tomorrow. So.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You did tell me that.
Thank God for Harbor Cove Dental. That's another shout out. Harbor Cove Dental.
Excellent.
Outstanding, as Joey knows, because he put us all onto them. And I'm having a crown done tomorrow. That's all right. It doesn't bother me. It is what it is. I get to rest.
So, Donna, you started the process to help volunteer with the vaccine clinics as well. What can you share with our listeners what that process looks like? So, in case they're interested,
I forget what the website is.
I think it's MA Responds. I'll put it up.
Yeah, and what I did is I just filled out the form, and then I got a confirmation back. So, knowing that they received it, so we'll see what goes on from there. They ask your age, so I'm wondering, I might be too old to do it, but because of the, you know, your age thing.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, so I think it was my son-in-law, who's an MD, had mentioned that, or somebody in the medical profession said, you know, because I could be at risk age-wise.
Oh yeah. Well, I filled out the form and it said I needed one of the Cori forms filled out. And I can't remember whether it was on the Cori form or the Mass Response form. It asked, you know, your occupation and things like that, and explained that I was retired, and they asked for my supervisor's name. So I gave them that. I provided that, but then I called her. You know, I've been retired for 7 years, and I called her and I said, listen, I put your name on this form. You might be hearing from Massachusetts, just FYI. And part of the process.
So I put my own name for my supervisor.
Yeah, there you go. But another part of the process was to get an identity thing, a piece of paper verifying your identity signed by a notary public, which I was able to get at the city clerk's office. You can go to the city clerk's office and make an appointment, and they were very friendly and helpful about getting that piece of paper signed. So shout out to the people in the office. I didn't catch their names, I'm sorry to say, but they were awesome.
Oh, good. Yeah, I didn't see that on mine, so I'll have to double check. But I haven't.
Like you said, you thought maybe you were already
worried, cleared. So. Yeah, I don't know. They may not know all about me. No.
Good morning, Brenda and Brenda. We have Brenda Grimes Davis and Brenda Leahy with us this morning. Good morning. Welcome. Please share the podcast. We do not have a prize today, but what I would like to hear in the comments is where Joey should take me to lunch for today's podcast, and then we can let him know what he's going to do. And I'm talking fancy lunch. No, I'm just kidding. The hotel for burgers sounds good.
Yeah, that's always a good spot.
It's been nice to go back to the vaccines. It's been on social media. I noted last night that Safathia had put up two, I don't know if they were relatives or family friends of hers who were getting the vaccine, both who work in the medical field and were getting vaccinated. And she had thanked them for what they're doing. But it's been nice this week to see people's, you know, grandparents in assisted living places and whatnot who are sitting and having their photo taken while getting the vaccine. And
I know it's such a hopeful.
Makes you feel a little bit hopeful.
My daughter, yes, and
Susan in Georgia was able to get hers as well, her first one. And I think she said her husband got them both already or something. But so you know, it's rolling out. It's slow, but it's rolling out. And I offered to help, and you're right. I didn't think about maybe not being on the right side of the age gap there for helping, but that's a good point, Donna. Yeah. I know they're probably not going to clamor to call me first or anything, but it's just kind of interesting, and I want to be part of helping the process along if possible.
And my daughter got hers. She works at Beverly Hospital in the ER. She got hers a week and a half ago. She said it was only like a tetanus shot feeling. And my sister got hers. She's in the medical field. My son-in-law was a doctor's. Got his too. So I feel like, you know, if that's moving along, you know.
Scotty, I hear you have something for us. Let's hear it.
I do. I have something that we used to play and we haven't played this in a long time. So what I'd like you to do is to go back to the screen with everybody on it.
I don't know if you can.
If you could go back to the screen with everybody on it. And I have word association. So I have four different lists. I'm going to choose a person at random, and I'm going to ask you a series of five words, and you need to shout out the person that I'm asking, what's the first word association that comes up when I say that word. Everybody understand the rules?
Yep.
Paul, why don't we start with you?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, so here's my list. Paul, when you hear these words, the first thing that comes to mind, and the clock starts now. Soft.
I can't hear you. What?
Soft. That's perfect.
Hard.
Glass.
Glass?
Glass.
Whiskey.
That a boy. Loud.
Soft.
Red.
Light.
Light. And martini.
Yes.
All right. Let's do an extra round of applause for Paul, the first round there. Got his answers, getting a little insight as to where his thought process is.
Does it count that I thought Nicole first when you said martini?
Woo-hoo!
No, you can try it on that one.
Is that an invitation, Pat? Where are we going?
Donna, yeah. You want to have some fun with this one?
Me? Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Here's the list. Word association. These five words. Clock starts now. Tall.
Me. No.
Exhausting.
Me.
In what sense of the word?
Ask my husband. He'll tell you.
Warm.
Cold.
Cat.
Dog.
And hard.
Easy.
There you go. Let's give a nice round of applause to Donna. Oh, there's the martini, Paul. All right.
Okay.
Here you go.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. All right, let's go to I got two more. We'll do one more, and I'll say one for the end. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. Who wants to go? Let's Jim or Nicole?
Nicole.
Nicole. All right. Nicole.
Okay, Nicole. Here's your list. Starting okay. Down. Five words. Sports.
Hockey.
I knew that was going to be the number.
I know.
Coffee.
Please.
Water.
Lots.
Lots. Coupon.
Clipper.
Clippers. Save some money there. And lunch.
Burger.
I thought you were going to say Pat and Joey.
I know, right?
All right, there's your list. Guys, thanks for playing that short little game right there just to break up the cast a little bit. We're going to turn it back over to you, Pat.
Okay, very good. Thank you. That was a good one. It was funny because, of course, you're thinking words in your head every time you said one, and they hardly ever matched.
it gives you a little personality of each person on the podcast at this moment.
Yeah. So we do have gotten a prize thanks to Wayne the Mailman. If you share the podcast and type shared, you'll be entered to win a $15 Dunkin' Donut gift card.
Which I think he might have regifted from McCarthy. I'm not sure, but we'll check.
I'm trying to make sure I have all the shares that have already occurred. But it would not harm to say it again in case you're not sure I got you. And there we go. All right. So back to, I know what I wanted to do. What did anybody get any cool technology for at Christmas time or recently that they want to talk about? I have a little one to share, but I thought I'd ask y'all first.
I got we haven't used it yet. It's not a very expensive one, but my boys are Thatcher and Finn are into, like everybody else in their age group, doing like little like the TikToks and the YouTube videos and whatnot. So I got them a little vlogging camera of their own.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We haven't actually used it. We've used it a little bit, but the sound isn't so great. I didn't spend a lot of money on it, so the sound is not great quality, but they're excited to start filming each other doing probably really stupid. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a great gift.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Why not? So we got one. I told them they could share it, and if they actually used it, we'd get a second one so they don't have to, fight about who has it. Yep. What'd you get, Pat? What were you saying?
Well, what I got was for my son, who has a dog. Her name is Emma. A Furbo dog camera from Amazon. It's not overly expensive. It's a camera where you can keep track of what your dog is doing during the day, and you can send treats and talk to your dog or cat, I suppose, while you're working or if you're gone. That's been a lot of fun to work with. And so what I've done is I have hopefully be able to share this video. Let's hope I can do this correctly.
You're very funny.
I just want to go on record that she tried to do it for me with sending beers out or pizza.
That she took a selfie, but she recognizes the noise and remotely you can send her a treat, pop a treat out. And I thought it was just a really cool thing. I'm going to add the link here for anybody that might be interested, because it's a lot of fun. It was just fun.
Yeah. And they hear your voice. So.
And they hear, and she hear, and she know, well, more than that, she knows the sound of when a treat's coming.
Oh. Might be kind of scary to see what your pets are doing, though.
Well, yeah, you do. Yeah, it's a little bit, you're going to want to be careful about, that's a long link, and that's not.
That's what she said.
That's a good one.
We have we have the Waze camera in the kitchen. It's a little tiny, like 2-inch by 2-inch camera, and I got it for the dog. But and I'll share the link, or maybe I'll do a post. But also, you know, Thatcher's home still. He's had 6 days of school since last March, so I like to log in once a day and make sure he's sitting down at the dining room table doing Zooms and not necessarily up in his bed in his boy cave and
on his
pajamas. So I log on once a day, but it's nice. You just go onto your phone and you can turn it off and on real quick and take a look at what's happening. Or actually the other day we had the fire going and we had to sneak out for a hockey game. And I just had this weird, like, I hope everything's okay, but I can turn on the kitchen camera and see that everything's still standing. So it's nice.
Nicole, don't you think this would be so much better if you could shoot some Hot Pockets or something at them? Wouldn't that be great?
Right?
Right out.
My dog getting into the...
Good morning, Pauline. Welcome.
What?
I wanted to announce I've been asked, a couple people asked me if I'd heard anything about Martin Luther King Day events that might be occurring. Obviously, they would all be online. And recently, thank you, Donna, shared the Martin Luther King Day celebration information from the meeting
the Gloucester Meeting House.
Gloucester Meeting House, thank you. I'm going to put that link in. That's Monday the 18th, so in another week on Monday from 2 to 3:30 online. Martin Luther King Day event coming up. In case anybody else is interested, you want to share the podcast. We're now up to 3 prizes. We have a scarf from Pat, Joey's mom, Pat. Thank you, Pat. That's awesome. We have the Dunkin' Donuts card from Wayne, the postman, and a gift card from the bookstore from Paul. Thank you, Paul.
You finally nailed Wayne, the postman.
I have so far 7 shares in the comments, so you have a little bit more time. We are coming up on the time where you can put your ratings in, by the way.
Hey, Pat.
The boss says 9:40. I have 9:37 on my clock right now.
Hey,
so
Pat.
Pretty soon you could do a 1-8 rating of the pod, or excuse me, 1-10 rating of the podcast. Joe says if we get an 8 today, he will treat to lunch. So,
Pat, I just want the bookstore. It's a $25 gift card, and it's the bookstore of Gloucester. And I just want to give also a shout out to Ardwin down there who has kept that store open. She even does deliveries. And talk about local businesses in a tough world. Local bookstores are really a rare breed. So let's support her.
They've done an amazing job down there. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Joey. These are counting, by the way, just so anybody might know.
You know, good Paul, a good job on that, Paul. We talk about it all the time that, you know, Amazon's a great thing and we do that. But when people do talk about books or anything else, we certainly try to say, hey, check it out in the bookstore first. Mm-hmm. And then go from there. So that's a great thing to.
Yeah, and she's a second generation with that, just as the folks at Mark Adrian's Shoes are. And, you know, let's keep it going.
And, you know, she carries the local authors too,
yes.
The local people who have written books. That's where you can get them without even thinking about it. You just go down there and she stayed open. She just, you know, I give them big kudos.
It's my favorite place to go for local history stuff.
Yep.
So while we're waiting for 9:40 to roll around and people can submit their ratings, thank you, everybody that's already submitted. I don't care what anybody says. Those are counting. Here's another little question. We'll go around the room. There's an event coming up, and maybe the listeners will be able to comment on this as well. There's an event coming up, and you're allowed to invite one person. If that person is late to the event, you get $1 million. Who are you going to invite?
So Nicole and I would like to submit the same name. I think we have.
Okay.
We have several, but we have one colleague who absolutely drives us both nuts.
You're not gonna say the name, are you?
I am not gonna say the name.
I'm on the edge of my seat being like, he's not really going to do this. No, I mean, we know this person doesn't listen.
Trust me. Nicole, would we agree?
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
all time. Yeah. You know, all time. Where is the?
Have you got anybody whose name you can mention?
Can I? I'm not going to name a name, but in my house, the nickname for this type of person is the human rain delay. Whenever one of the people in our house doesn't get into the car on time, it's always the human rain delay is the nickname.
Nice. I like that.
So I won't say which one.
Yeah.
Not an AIS person, huh?
No. Yeah.
And Donna, is there somebody you have in mind for your $1 million?
Yeah, maybe the person who usually sits right behind me here in my office. He's not always late, but sometimes I'm sitting in the truck saying, what are you doing? You know, I want to go. Let's go. Because I'm always early. I'm always early.
Yeah. The guy standing behind me would fall in that same category. Not as much now, but when we were working and, you know, errands and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. He's making fun of you,
Ben. I get a vote?
You get a vote.
Okay.
You get a vote.
Here's my vote.
It's not me. I know that.
No, it's any cable guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
That's a good.
That's a sure win. Count the money. It's in the bank. Show me the money.
Yep. I'll be there between 8 and 4.
Yeah.
AM or PM.
Yeah. Has Scotty got anybody? Oh, did we lose Scotty?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. There we go.
So
you got anybody?
Could you just repeat the question one more time, please?
There's an event. You've been invited to an event and you can bring one person. If that one person that you invite is late, you get $1 million.
Who are you inviting?
Good one, Pauline.
That's a good question.
Can I
nominate myself?
Yeah. I guess so. Thank you, Brenda.
No, I just... I'm not really sure. That's a great question. I didn't have to think on that one.
Oh, okay. Well, we all have those people in our lives where you can.
We
also had a colleague. We would regularly just tell her a half an hour later than the scheduled time.
My sister, 100%. I got
earlier. Excuse me.
Yeah, I know. I like Paul
Charlotte. Welcome, Patricia. It's nice to see you. Thank you for the vote of confidence. I really appreciate it. I was very nervous doing this, taking the lead here, but I knew that with the other Mary castaways, we would be in good shape. But here's a question for Scotty, who is our local social local social person, if you know. I think we discussed this the other day. There's some building going on down at the old Bob's Clam Shack. Do you know anything about that?
Well, the scuttlebutt.
We have a question.
The scuttlebutt about the old Bob's Clam Shack is that the lobster company that's located below, the owner of the company, is going to have a sort of a live lobster market experience upstairs. And I'm not positive, but I heard some rumblings about being able to dine in. And with some decking out facing the ocean as well. So where you can actually go and pick up your live seafood there, and then you can actually dine and eat there too. So, that's the rumor. I don't know if that's 100% though.
What about the Red Barrel Pub? Do we know what's happening at the Red Barrel Pub, Scotty?
Yeah, the fencing's down.
Is that a? I mean, it's almost done, the construction, but is it going to be a house or is it going to be a...
It looks like it's going to be a house right now, but who knows? I mean, maybe they'll get another Red Barrel, refurbish the vehicle and put it back out there. Who knows?
Right?
Yeah, it's almost finished. When I went by there, I was like, you know, it looks like a house.
Well, we did a short podcast at Passports last week, and there was another customer in the having her lunch while we were doing this and kind of listening to what was going on. And when we got rolled up and ready to go, this lady stopped Jim the waitress had apparently told her we were doing a podcast. So the waitress, so this lady stopped Jim on our way out and said, so what is this pod that you live in? Tell me about this pod that you live in.
Like a yurt.
Hey, Pat.
It just took me back for a second because, you know, when someone said, tell me about this pod, and I said, no, no, it's a podcast. And she said, okay, what is casting in the pod? And I thought she was pulling my leg here. I'm looking around for the cameras, but she was literally not understanding one thing that we were doing. We were talking and she saw a camera, but she had no idea what was going on. So, you know, it's like, how would you explain a podcast or this?
Yeah. Well, what it brought to mind for me was, I mean, everybody here already is on board and understands, but there are a lot of people that don't understand. What are your memories of when you first learned about podcasting or your first experiences with it? It feels like, for me, it feels like about 100 years ago now, when we learned about it as teachers, as a potential teaching tool. And a friend of mine in a colleague, Kim Rusnak, she was all on board with it. I was all on board with it. And we were ready to do it with the students. It was a significant equipment challenge at the time. This was probably at least 20 years ago now. But what does anybody have special memories of when they first like understood what they were? And are there podcasts you listen to regularly other than this one?
I remember when I worked at Wheelock College, I worked in the grad school. It used to be called like things like dashboard, but it's like a podcast. It wasn't video, it was only audio. So, and then right. It progressed.
It was only audio at the beginning.
It was audio. So, even Webinars right now, which I had to do one for medical billing, it's really just audio. Yeah. And I'm like, I wish somebody would be up there talking because it, you know, when it's only audio, you feel like you're going to doze off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do listen to a bunch of different podcasts. I listen to Joe Rogan. I listen to Adam Carolla, who was formerly from.
Oh, I listened to one of his too.
And you know, and Love Line with Dr. Drew. So it's a license to bitch about whatever the hell you want to bitch about. But when you create a following. And you got a platform and people like it or they dislike it, they tune in too. I mean,
yeah.
So to watch these different podcasts and see the different styles is great. And what I've seen lately now is even on Howard Stern on Sirius XM, they now have an app where you can actually watch the Zoom like we're doing right now on the one at Gloucester from his radio show. So you can actually see the people. And put a face to the characters and the different things that he does. So,
yeah, I listen to several genealogy podcasts that probably won't surprise any of you. But I also listen to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a couple of other current news podcasts. I listen to them regularly in the car when I'm driving. Because I download them from iTunes and whatever. I think they're the best thing practically since sliced bread for entertainment, especially when you're driving or maybe walking or what, you know, doing something where you can listen and at the same time as maybe doing something else.
It makes the time go by. It's like a book on tape.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I used to explain it to people. It's sort of like a radio broadcast, but it was online, you know, online. Its original name, the pod, is after iPods. That's where the pod part of it came from. So that tells you a little bit about the history of it right there. So
hey, you know the history of the iPod?
The podcast is named because of the name iPod.
I'm asking a question. Do you know the history of the iPod, how that came about?
No, I don't.
So there's a great it's on Netflix and it's about Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. There's two different Steve Jobs out right now. This is the one that was with Jeff Daniels, the one that I saw. He had a daughter and he wasn't really connected with his daughter. He almost denied that he had a daughter for forever and the woman that he had the daughter with. And then you know, few down the road, years later, when she was in college, she, leading up to college, she always had a Walkman. And, you know, she's listening to the same tape over and over, and she'd flip it over and listen to the Walkman tape again. Well, that prompted him to do something. He says, I'm going to put 1,000 songs on something for you so you can listen to all this music. And that his daughter was the inspiration for the iPod, and that's how that all came about.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Nicole, you know, what have you got?
You're muted, Nicole.
Are those Megabox tickets? We can't hear you.
Sorry, I muted myself because my dog was barking. I'm sorry.
Oh, God bless you.
We started this by showing you my 20 losing tickets. I don't usually buy. I buy scratch tickets once in a while, but I never buy lottery tickets. But it was at like $500 million the other night. So Thatcher and I stopped and got 20. Or, yeah, no, 20, which I think is like $40, which is super excessive. But my question is, how many of you can throw these away after checking them once? I check my scratch tickets, I go to put them in the trash, and then I have anxiety about the fact that I might have checked them wrong, and I leave them in a pile to recheck, and then maybe I'll check them again, but then I still can't throw them away.
I have them in
a glove box or whatever, and I know you can go to the store and have them scanned, but that seems silly if they're all losers, but I'm so afraid of throwing away a winning ticket that they clutter everything.
I have to have someone else look at it.
Because right, so I'm not the only one who does this.
No,
these are the over.
Rick just put some on my desk to check.
What in the world?
Hey, look who's here!
Look who joined us. I don't know if it's on purpose or not.
That was a full body takeover right there for a second. Hey, also before we wrap up, yesterday was National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and we'd be remiss to not hold our awesome local law enforcement.
Yeah.
So. We're gonna have a hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag remiss.
And hashtag remiss.
I would be remiss if.
Right.
Cheers to our local guys and women, men and women. Yes, indeed. We are up to 8 shares so far. We will be. I think the boss jumped on so he could do the random number roller thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't have
he
it.
He wants to do it now. Yeah.
Okay.
So we had a question too before. They wanted to know where the old Bob's Clam Shack was. That was located in East Gloucester, just past. If you want to go even more old school, you go past the old Bowley's, which is the car in Zeke's restaurant, and it is on the right on the water side, where the whale watching boats and docks are. So that's where the old Bob's Clam Shack was.
Oh, thank you. That was good clarification. So, have we got the number generator? Where did he go here? Okay, well, we'll wait until he comes back, I think. What else have we got on here? Is anybody?
I got something for you, Pat.
Okay, please.
There he is.
There he is.
A lot of people that are saying,
hey,
Joey's up.
Go ahead, Scotty.
A lot of people are you know, watching or viewing this podcast, and if they could just chime in and let us know where they currently are, because some people are on vacation or they might not be in this state, and it'd be fun for people to see in the comments. Like we had Carolina, this one's in Georgia. So I think it might be a nice thing for each time we're on air if you could just chime in and
that's
say,
a great
hey,
idea. Where you're at. So today I saw Florida, Susan's in Georgia.
Yep.
You
don't have to say I'm in the bathroom in Florida. You can just say I'm in Florida.
Yeah.
Please don't actually.
Yeah. I beg you.
COVID.
COVID.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Brenda. Good. A lot of us are as well.
Hey, Joey's got the numbers.
Boss man.
Okay, I can't see.
Okay.
Him.
He's up.
He's frozen. So if somebody can tell me what the number is, okay, I will put it in the.
It looks like zero.
It's zero. Yeah. Okay. He's going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, go.
So this is prize one, which will be the scarf.
Number one.
Number one for the scarf.
Okay.
Joey, you're an amazing talent.
Okay, number six.
Number six, Brenda Leahy for the scarf.
Well, that's good. She's in COVID cave.
And number two.
That's a deuce.
Yep.
All right, so we had one, six, and two. Number one, number six, and number two. One was the scarf, is that right? Six was the gift card. And then number two.
Number two is the Dunkin' Donuts card.
Number and then number six was the bookstore.
That's a good one.
That's good.
She wants to chime in.
You know, I heard stories of the old Bob Clam Shack where there was cars parked in every neighborhood around the area, up in the side streets and everything. It was so popular. I was too young at the time to be able to enjoy that. I wish they would bring it back. Brenda Leahy. That's not Brenda. So we had a comment that they used to watch comedy shows at Bob's Clam Shack. There was live bands, I guess.
So who was the second draw for the Dunkin' Donuts card? Number six? That was number one. That was the scarf.
Number one was the scarf. Number six was Dunkin' Donuts.
Brenda Leahy is number six I've got for the scarf.
Okay, number one.
Okay.
Number one is Susan Casey Lipset. That's the Dunkin' Donuts. Okay. And the last one was number
four? No.
It was one, six, and two, so.
Two, Michael Bertolino for the bookstore.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, very good. Sorry I couldn't see the roll.
Hey, Pat.
Let's see. Yeah.
Pat, I'll arrange for the bookstore just to have it there.
Thank you. Okay, everybody. Thank you for joining us. It was great. Thank you for helping me out here. I was very nervous. The hour or so has flown by. Thank you, Scotty. I appreciate. It's great to have Donna back. I hope you'll come back soon again.
Yeah.
And
like crazy busy, but I like being on here.
Well, if you can, I guess if you can bike while you're doing it, then
I burned 225 calories.
Wow.
So supposedly, we'll see.
Okay, but, thank you, everybody.
Very big shoes for today, Pat. Good job.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for the help.
Meeting adjourned.
Stay well.
Jim, do your sign off.
Hey, yeah, Jim.